You're listening to SBS News.
It was Shenzhen scientist He Jiankou's revelation at a conference of the world's leading geneticists that led to a universal outcry. His claim to have altered the genes of twin baby girls to enable them to resist future HIV infection. It led to pioneers in genetics to call for a five-year moratorium on altering the genes of babies. Harvard professor David Liu did not mince words.
It's an appalling example of what not to do with a new technology.
A more positive first for the medical world came from University College London, where researchers reported another medical milestone in the effort to cure infection from AIDS. Timothy Ray Brown is a stem cell transplant patient who's lived virus-free for 12 years despite stopping his drugs. Until this year, he was the first patient to be treated successfully. Now, after a second patient was successfully treated in London, doctors say the outcome is a proof of concept. The procedure is, however, a grueling one, and not one that doctors would usually inflict on a healthy person who was living a relatively normal life with antiretroviral therapy. Also, finding a tissue match with a donor with the right gene mutation is extremely difficult, according to UCL lead researcher Professor Ravindra Gupta.
Having two deleted or mutated copies of the CCR5 gene is an improbable event.
As the Ebola virus continues to kill in the Democratic Republic of Congo, conflict and suspicion are making treatment difficult despite the introduction of vaccines, which the World Health Organization says appears to be effective. On 4th of December, the WHO confirmed 2,203 deaths in DRC. The good news is that 1,084 survived. Earlier in the year, neighbours of the DRC started deploying health workers at border posts and airports to prevent its spread. Obstetrician and medical aid worker Dr. Benjamin Black was already working for Médecins Sans Frontières in Sierra Leone when Ebola struck there.
At the beginning of the outbreak, I absolutely was terrified, and I think that's true of many of my colleagues.
The outbreak wasn't just in rural outlying areas. People transported it to cities, urban areas, where the contagion swiftly grew. It's not only crossed international borders within Africa. Air travel meant a few cases also turned up overseas, creating alarm among societies who believed they were safe. Mistrust and suspicion of vaccines also led to the global spread of measles in 2019. In October, new research from the Sanger Institute showed yet another reason to vaccinate children against measles. Children who catch measles are left at extra risk from other germs. Immunologist Dr. Veleslava Petrova says the measles virus erases much of the immune system's memory, so the body must rebuild its defenses against infections.
It actually makes it worse than you being just a kid that didn't get measles, because not only can you not respond to pathogens you've seen before, but your ability to respond to new ones is restricted.
Dozens of people have died in the deadly measles outbreak in Samoa, with thousands of cases of the preventable disease reported in total. While the measles outbreak is believed to have originated in New Zealand and swept across the Pacific, Samoa has been the hardest hit due to its low vaccination rates. United States-based vaccine specialist and pediatrician Peter Hotez blames the vociferous anti-vaccination movement.
We're going to see them continue this predatory behavior, identifying communities, island nations, even whole countries, in order to drive down vaccination coverage. So it's a very serious threat now to global public health.
Measles vaccinations in Samoa were suspended following the deaths of two babies from wrongly administered doses last year. Some say that set the stage for anti-vaxxers, increasingly prevalent on social media, to spread their message. Nikki Turner is the director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland.
Anti-vaxxers arise in big numbers when there's concerns and lack of trust. And the core of the problem that is happening in Samoa is lack of trust in vaccines and health service delivery. When you have problems with systems and lack of trust, then I think you get a louder and an accentuated voice from what is normally a very small minority.
Scientists in Israel have revealed what they say is the world's first 3D printed heart using human tissue. It's hoped the small heart will pave the way for transplants without donors, when every hospital might have access to 3D organ printers. Professor Chaim Lotan, the director of Herat Institute and Hadassah Medical Center, says the creation of the organ is just the start of the challenge.
It will take some time to go from a small size heart into entire big heart. It'll be challenges of seeing that we have enough blood supply to the heart. It will be challenges to see that the heart is pumping, all cells and muscle is synchronized.
Researchers behind an Australian-led medical trial say they've discovered a new treatment for lupus, a debilitating autoimmune disease which affects around 20,000 Australians and for which there is no cure. The results of a drug trial led by Professor Eric Morand from Monash University have been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The drug, called anifrolumab, blocks a hormone associated with lupus. Professor Morand told SBS News most trial participants reported fewer disease flare-ups.
We expect, if the drug is approved, that it'll be available swiftly through the PBS. And we know at least 80% of patients with lupus have a marker in their blood that indicates they could benefit from this treatment.
The bushfire crisis in Australia has raised health issues at the end of the year and focused attention on climate change. Countdown, the annual climate change health study published in the Lancet Medical Journal, says children across the world are growing up in a warmer world that will hit them with more and different health problems than their parents experienced in their lifetimes. It says global warming is already harming public health and is set to increase diarrheal and mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and malaria, as well as air pollution. A warning note with which to start a new decade. Alan Lee, SBS News.